Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. Now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me today, Debbie Elliott Schultz, a premier real estate agent here in Colorado Springs, also host of the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. We air that Saturdays at 11 a.m. Debbie, welcome to the program. Today, we're going to talk a lot about just how difficult COVID has been for real estate industry in general. And what I'd love to start out with is the scare that we all got when the governor announced the stay-at-home order. Real estate was not listed initially as a critical industry category. And gosh, that was a tough few hours until the state association got involved. Talk about that a little bit.
It wasn't just a few hours. That was like 2 days, because it was going back and forth four or five times. Yes, no, maybe. And that was the emails that I was getting from, you know, the association, from the state, and, you know, following Governor Polis, his speeches, and then when they were printed up, you know, what he had to say. And so we finally are now deemed essential. Now, a lot of people might think, oh, why are realtors essential? I get that. I understand that. Well, the reason being is because people need homes. They need shelter. And we have four bases here. People are still PCSing. And so we need to be able to provide them the housing that they need. So the people that are out and about looking at homes, Ted, are serious buyers. Mm-hmm. They need to buy a home. On the other scope of things, I have sellers who are very, very nervous because their homes aren't selling. Typically this time of year, Ted, we'd be having lots and lots of showings. So it's very concerning. I mean, and you know, I was a realtor even during when the recession came about, and that was 2008, if I remember correctly. And it didn't hit this hard all at once. We saw it happening a little here, a little there, and it certainly wasn't today it's not the bank's issue. Back then it was bank's issues, a lot of banking issues back then. It's all related to the virus. We had a really healthy market here before this happened. I mean, people were gung-ho, I'm going to sell my house, I'm going to get multiple offers, you know, and that was realistic, honestly, because the market was just going gangbusters, and now it has slowed down quite a bit.
Well, the turnaround, you can peg the turnaround to the governor's stay-at-home order, or have you seen a slowdown ahead of that or around that time?
Oh, I saw it even around that time, even beforehand, because people are very leery. You know, what's the market going to hold? You know, am I going to have a job tomorrow? Now, if you're in the military, you're still going to get paid. Thank goodness for that. So, like I said, you know, military PCS, and that should not be a holdup. But then there's people that want to list their homes. I've got people that want to list their homes, but mm-hmm. they don't want to have their homes open to strangers coming to the house because they don't know if they're sick.
Right.
And I come in, you know, and be touchy, everything.
The industry is trying to respond in a way where you're deploying more technology. You're using more virtual tours. And Debbie, mm-hmm. as you and I have talked before, you've shared that it's not very common for somebody to buy a house sight unseen. Although it happens, you're almost relying on people to be willing to do that in this case in order to sell or get a house mm-hmm. bought.
Right, because people, not only do they go into the home to view the home typically, they also view a neighborhood. They can't do that. They're not out and about, you know, walking around and looking. I mean, they could if they wanted to. If they didn't want to go into a home, they could go out and look at the neighborhood. They'd be out in fresh air, that sort of thing. I would highly recommend that. But yeah, I mean, before this happened, people would write offers sight unseen. It's not common. It's not common at all. I've done that before for soldiers out in Afghanistan. But people want to get the feel of the home. They want to go in. They want to, you know, because even with a virtual tour, you're not getting the feel. You're still looking at it. We can give dimensions of bedrooms and such, and I've been doing that, actually. It's on the MLS anyway. Dimensions are on the MLS. I've had agents call me and say, well, you know, did you round it up a little bit or is it pretty accurate? If the room is 10 feet by 11 inches, did you round it out to 11 feet? Yes, I probably did do that. So it's just, it's iffy right now. So I would encourage people, if you got to find a home right now, go, you can do it. You can actually do it. Just have a really good realtor that's going to be able to provide you, maybe the virtual tour, maybe the listing agent is providing a virtual tour. You know, a lot of photographers, not a lot, but some of photographers are not going out to homes to take pictures either. So they have to depend upon our pictures. I'm lucky enough to have a professional photographer that's still willing to go out and do that. And then she's taking those pictures and turning it into a virtual tour. A virtual tour typically is when an agent goes into a home and is walking through the home and giving the information of the amenities of the home. So, yeah, I mean, that's happening more and more often now with listings. We just had, I think it was 27 listings come on board in the last 24 hours. So we're still getting listings, but I'm finding, like I told you before, my clients want to wait. They want to wait because they don't want people coming into their homes.
Sure.
You know, I could see, you know, if the home is vacant, hey, go into the home. Go and view the home if you're a buyer. If you're a seller and you're moving, you might want to consider moving and then having your house listed. And that, I have one couple right now that's going to be doing that. They're moving. So they're going to have their home being shown after they move out of the home.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a fear, Ted. It is.
Sure.
And I get it. I understand it. And you know what? I've got respect for this virus. There's a lot of things I'm not doing.
Right. Are there misconceptions that we can clear up right now about whether you can or can't do business in terms of entering into a real estate transaction? Can we clear those up? I mean, the things that we can't control, obviously, are financial circumstances of people who may or may not have jobs right now, who are fearful that they won't have a job not long from now. That we can't control. Mm-hmm. But in the interest of making sure that everybody understands what you can and can't do in terms of a real estate transaction.
We can still write offers for our clients. If they want to buy a home, we can most certainly do that. We can show them homes. We have to be very careful. I'm definitely practicing self-distancing, and I would encourage everybody to do that. I would also encourage people not to bring children into homes. Have them wait in the car. If you're a couple and you've got children, have the mother or the father stay out with the children and then take turns in viewing the home. I highly recommend that. But yeah, I mean, you can still go view homes. That's not a problem. You just got to be really careful. But like I said, there's not a whole lot of listings on board right now because people don't want strangers in their homes. We as realtors, we can write offers, we can show properties, we can list properties. You just got to be very, very cautious. Just the abundance of caution for sure. But yes, we are still in business and we are considered essential personnel deemed by the governor of Colorado. So we can do it. People just need to understand they got to follow the rules and they got to be very careful. And if they don't want to go look at homes, they can get a virtual tour. They can look at pictures online. Their realtor can give them more information if needed, because they can get in touch with the listing agent and then they can make an offer if that's what they want to do. Absolutely. And like I said, there are people out there that are looking for homes. There are showings. It's just that they're down because the people that don't have to move right now, they're not out viewing homes.
And I imagine it changes the pace of a real estate transaction just a little bit until everybody comes up to speed with how to implement these adaptations we're needing to make. Debbie, with 30 seconds left, let's give a website address for you and some other contact information.
Sure. My website is cityofcs.com. My phone number is 719-641-1357.
And Debbie, just want to add, you are a flat fee lister with a flat fee, but there's something else you do that can make the difference for somebody getting a home or not, and that's on the back side of the transaction. You're giving back 25% of closing costs to some of your prospective buyers, and that has made a difference.
We give back 25% of our commission.
Thank you.
To go toward the buyer's closing costs, or even whatever they want to use it, or toward the purchase of the home. And we're a very different company, being that we have the flat listing fee of $3,500,
yep.
And we give back to our buyers. So yeah, very different. We'd be happy to talk to anybody if you're interested in buying or selling, or even if you have any questions regarding today's market. I'd be happy to talk to anybody.
Debbie Elliott Schultz, host of Saturday's 11 a.m. City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyles Show, in the fight, leading the charge, doing what you do. Just Debbie, right. Be Debbie.
Yep, and just being optimistic, looking every morning at all the statistics that we have, and knowing at some point this virus is going to be gone.
Absolutely, it is going to be gone. Debbie, thanks for all you do, and remember, everybody, tune in to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show at 11 o'clock right here on KRDO News Radio every Saturday at 11.